Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight. We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. And today on Kingdom Focus with Jackson Live, we're here today to celebrate love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And today, we want to just share God's love, God's grace and his mercy. The song says, "Love you forever. This is my desire." Because he first loved me. Walk in the Spirit.
Love you forever.
Jesus is the reason why we sing. Kim Burrell said Jesus is a love song.
I love you.
that the Lord has made. And I encourage you to rejoice and be glad in that. Sing a new song. Jesus is a love song. Today our daily bread is love. The Bible says that we are to love our neighbors as thyself. Today, we like to celebrate one. It's called out Ebony, Erie, Jeremy, Stephen, Ian, Iman, Pastor, Evangelist, Prophet, Teachers, President Obama, Congressman, we're lifting all those change in our community. Move forward in the month of February. We want to show love. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. And in the background, we're ministering music with a message. To soothe the mind and heal the soul. A messenger is Kim Burrell. And the message is all about love from the love album of Kim Burrell.
Thank you.
To Kingdom Focus. When we give God our mind, our soul, and our body, according to Romans 12 and 1, we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. So as we celebrate and observe the Lenten services throughout the next 40 days, preparing for Easter Sunday, let us deny self and pick up the cross and follow Christ, Christ our Savior. He died and rose again that we might have life, life more abundantly. And he that believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Perhaps you have not confessed that Jesus has died and rose again according to Romans 10 and 9. My book says in order for a man to enter into the kingdom of God, he must be born again. So, my beloved, rise, shine, and give God the glory. Many are called, but you are chosen to enter in. I challenge you. God believes in giving us second and third and fourth chances. He's forgiven us over and over again while we were yet sinners. He presented his son to die on the cross that you and I may have life, life more abundantly. So today, because of that love, I challenge you to love, forgive and forget, and press to a higher mark in Christ Jesus and love. According to James 2 and 8, when you love your neighbor as thyself, you have fulfilled the royal law of love. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. If we have motivated you in any way to press to a mark of a higher calling in Christ Jesus, you're experiencing spiritual birthing pain, give us a call, 717-379-1503. If depression has you bound, oppression profound, and you need a healing for your soul, see me. Call 717-233-0500. We are an outreach ministry of Deborah A. Jackson Evangelistic Outreach. And we're cultivating the spirit of unity in every community. Perhaps you're having difficulties in establishing positive relationships in your home, on your job, in the church, whatever community you're a part of. Love, Bible says, even love your enemies. So if you're being challenged today, put on the garment of love. Love, the spirit of unity, begins with love. Galatians 5:22. We were created to worship God in spirit and in truth. The opposite of love is hate. So as you embrace love today, love thyself and love thy neighbor as thyself, in Jesus' name. This is Daily Bread to heal the soul, in Jesus' name. Thank you for blessing me.
we pray. We pray that blessings upon you today, and as you travel over the weekend, take Jesus with you. And we invite you to celebrate this weekend, Valentine's Day, with a loved one. Practice love, not just on Valentine's Day, but let that be your daily act of worship. Speaking of worship, we invite you to join us every fourth Friday, for a fourth Friday weekend. Friday night is prayer and praise. Saturday is a gathering for you to come together and establish the community of unity and a fellowship of other believers. And then on Sunday is a worship experience. So if you would like more information, if you'd like to sponsor, if you'd like to be a vendor, if you'd like to host the fourth Friday weekend with Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, give me a call at 717-379-1503. Our focus is all about the kingdom, saving souls, spreading the good news that Jesus saved. And if you're saved, your whole household is saved. Don't look at what you see in the natural, but stay kingdom focused. And know that the fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. So we're praying God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that as he sees us daily bread, that we will walk according to his will and his purpose and his plan in Jesus' name. So, my beloved, this 12th day of February, celebrate one another with the act of worship, of love. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Thank you.
celebrating Black History Month. We celebrate gospel artist Kim Burrell. Kim Burrell's gospel runs deep. Her father was a pastor, her mother an evangelist, and Burrell grew up singing in the Church of God in Christ. She's one of the most influential younger singers in gospel, but her turn toward love songs caused an uproar in the church. Her new release, The Love Album, the cover is hot pink, featuring Burrell's interpretation of traditional gospel, along side cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Verge. Ladies and gentlemen, we celebrate the life of gospel singer Kim Burrell. A long life songstress singing love songs to our beloved. What you saw
Many marriages are being destroyed by domestic. On the line, there are probably we have lost focus and strayed away from the God created. I'm here to tell you, this is really not supposed to be this way.
Thank you.
Marriage is ordained by God for husband and wife to be one. And why? If you don't know how to love your husband, pray. Pray until something happens. Husband, likewise, you are to love your wife.
Yeah. Oh.
Even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court.